A word appears from hazy, colorful light. Sony. The capital letters draw near, giving way to a bright light in a cloudy sky. We ascend through the clouds as an S-shaped logo rotates into view, hovering before a radiant sun. Screen Gems, a Sony company. The brilliant sunburst brightens a cloud-filled horizon above rippling water. The view is reflected in the lens of a raised golden spyglass that a man focuses away from us. A square graphic frames the man and rippling waves against a black background. Spyglass Media Group. An aerial view moves over a vineyard under a pink sky. A tall man and a red-haired woman look into each other's eyes as they stand in front of a circular flower arch.
Patrick.
Adeline.
This is going to be the best Valentine's Day ever. This place is just so gorgeous.
Of course it is, babe.
I picked it!
Someone's partially obscured point of view shows the couple from a distance. Patrick holds up a strawberry and feeds it to Adeline.
Oh.
She takes a bite. She chews, then pauses with a disturbed look.
What the hell?
She spits the partially chewed berry into her hand. He kneels.
I told you not to put it in my food.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Fine. Sorry.
Keep going.
Patrick takes the diamond ring from the slimy remains of the fruit. She mouths along with him.
Adeline Delilah Garrett, you're smart. You're beautiful. And perhaps most important of all, you make me think. You're my person, and I can't imagine my life without you. Will you marry me?
Yes. A million times, yes.
He puts the diamond ring on her finger. She looks at him wistfully, holds his face, and they kiss. They pull apart, and he reaches for his phone. He answers.
Why are you calling me right now?
With an older man.
I didn't get it.
What the fuck do you mean you didn't get it?
He looks away from his camera.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. There's a couple sun flares and like...
Could you maybe do it again, or...
Why, yes. Let me re-propose to my fucking girlfriend so you can do your job right.
Technically, she's your fiancé.
Don't get cute with me.
Do it right this time, or I'll fucking end you. On Yelp.
Okay, cool, thanks.
I'll talk to you later. I'm not even on Yelp, dick.
Someone thrusts a machete into the camera lens and through the man's eye. He falls back.
Speech. Lovey. Will you marry me?
Yes, a million times, yes.
He puts the ring on her finger, then gets his phone.
Second.
He makes a call. She grabs the phone from him.
Give me that. Hello?
You call the photo guy, leave a message.
Are you fucking kidding me?
She looks at Patrick. He turns with an arrow lodged in his forehead. He falls over and she looks down in horror. She runs from the flower arch as the killer in the distance follows her. She runs to a car. The driver's side window shatters. She braces herself against the car and wears a panicked look. She slowly peeks through the car, then turns. She dodges a projectile, which strikes a side mirror. She falls back, scrambles to her feet, and runs. The killer extends the shaft of an arrow in their gloved hand. They follow her. She runs between rows of vines. Adeline quickly crawls through an opening between two vines and runs down the next row. She trips and falls, then looks nervously over her shoulder. An incoming call from Babes appears with a photo of her and Patrick. She answers.
Hello? You sincere asshole.
The killer holds Patrick's phone.
I've been planning this day my whole life. And you fucking kill him!
You messed with the wrong bride. You hear me?
The killer fires a pistol
you
crossbow.
With the wrong...
She finds an arrow lodged in her foot. Blood spills from her shoe. She widens her eyes and limps forward with the arrow in her foot. The killer heads down a row at a steady pace, holding the crossbow. She rushes into a spacious winery. She hobbles through the dark space and bumps into a security guard.
You can't be here. What are you doing?
The killer opens the door.
Hey, buddy, you want to tell me what's going on?
They pull out a throwing knife, which bears a heart-shaped hole.
Stop! Drop the knife!
The knife pierces the guard's face. He falls over. Adeline turns and hobbles away. The killer retrieves the throwing knife. Standing amid darkness, the killer takes out the machete. They walk across the wet floor, following the footsteps. A view through heart-shaped eyes in the killer's mask shows the winery. Adeline crouches in a barrel-shaped winemaking machine. Frightened, she crawls away from the hatch. Standing outside the machine, the killer pauses. Adeline covers her mouth and looks through slats with widened eyes. A view from behind the slats shows the killer moving. She uncovers her mouth. She peeks out through the hatch. The killer reaches in and strangles her. She slams the hatch on the killer's arm, then closes it on their glove. The killer removes the glove and shuts the hatch. The killer walks away from Adeline, turns on the control board, and presses a button.
You go away!
A light flashes. The killer locks the hatch. Adeline looks through the small window and tries to open it.
No, 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 no.
The killer presses a green button. The ends of the grate press close in on her. She looks terrified as the sides close in further. She holds her hands up. A view through the hatch window shows the grate press crushing her head. Blood and brains splatter on the window. The machine rotates. Blood spills through the slats. Liquid spraying into a trough turns red. A faucet pours red liquid into a half wine barrel labeled I Do, with the second word spelled D-E-U-X. Our view closes in on the heart-shaped eyes of the masked killer as they stand near the rotating machine. The killer stands still and breathes heavily. Our view fades to black while the heart-shaped eyes remain visible. Over black, a title appears in red, Heart Eyes. A moving view closes in on a small red heart, which acts as the crossbar in the letter A. In a red, tinted view, officers hurry to the crime scene while two people walk in hazmat suits.
It's Valentine's Day, and the nation is once again on high alert.
News reports play.
For the past 2 years, a masked maniac known as the Heart Eyes Killer,
or H-E-K, as authorities call him for short, has emerged on a day meant for romance to target, hunt, and brutally kill couples.
H-E-K seems to target cities at random, from a blood-soaked rampage in the Boston area 2 years ago,
as well as a second killing spree which left several dead in Philadelphia just last year.
Even though he's after couples in love, let me be perfectly clear about this. He will kill anyone who gets in his way.
The doctor wears a grave look.
Leaving Americans once again plagued with anxiety on Cupid's holiday, asking the question,
where will the Heart Eyes Killer strike next?
Reporters interview people in Seattle.
Do you expect the Heart Eyes Killer to kill your Valentine's Day plans?
Who the hell makes Valentine's Day plans?
Yeah, this holiday sucks ass.
Literally.
I'm even low-key scared. The H.E.K. ain't got nothing on me.
Shut up, Dylan. You're afraid of the dark.
Dylan smiles awkwardly.
No, I don't.
Glimpses show the Seattle skyline and the Space Needle.
The Hard-Eyed Killer.
So glad I'm single.
I'm gonna celebrate inside.
That dude hunts you.
Rubbing your shitty PDA all up in her face.
We only kill straight people, I think.
Whether you're with a partner or looking for love, stay vigilant this Valentine's Day.
In a coffee shop, a blonde woman browses social media on her phone. Valentine's Day decorations hang on the wall behind her. She scrolls to a photo of a blonde man with his arm around a smiling woman. She stares at a second photo of them and sighs. Behind her, a man wearing a mask with hard eyes slaps the window. He laughs with a group of friends and they leave.
Nice one, dipshits. Oh, Cupid shoots you in the dick.
Caramel soy latte for Monica?
Oh, that's me.
Monica, a brunette woman, grabs the drink.
Why do you look so stressed? Is it because you're single again on Valentine's Day?
No, I'm stressed because Crystal just called an all-hands meeting and the subject of her email literally says Allie's campaign.
I saw that.
So I'm fucked.
Okay, worst case scenario, you get fired and you never work another day in your life.
Worst case scenario, Crystal wears my skin as a pantsuit.
Best case scenario, you got nice skin though. Boop. You know what? Whatever. If you go down, I'll go down with you, okay? We'll Thelma and Louise this shit.
Large ice blended Americano with oat milk, 2 honey, 1 sugar.
Allie and the handsome man both grab the drink.
So are you sure that's yours?
Yes, that is definitely mine. No one else would order a large.
Large ice blended Americano with oat milk, 2 honey, 1 sugar.
Sugar? Yeah, look at that. Wow. Guess we're coffee mates.
Nice dad joke.
Thanks.
Thought I was the only one in the world with the most obnoxious coffee order.
It's a pretty common order, actually. Can you guys move? We're busy.
Yes.
Monica mouths, "He's hot." Allie and the handsome man put their drinks down on a counter. He grabs a straw.
Hey, can I interest you in one of these guys?
Oh, no, I'm okay, thanks. Carry my own.
Yeah, metal straw.
I hate paper straws. They just turn into mush in like 3 seconds.
Yeah, no, I totally get what you're saying. Let's put all the coffee in a plastic cup, but hey, as long as the straw is paper, planet saved.
Planet saved. Mm. Oh, sugar, though. Want one?
Yeah.
A little slow poison for the pancreas.
Oh. Oh.
They bump heads.
I'm sorry. No, I'm...
sorry. I got it. It's
they
okay.
Both bend no, and her head hits his nose.
Shit.
Fucking Jesus, Murphy.
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're bleeding.
Am I?
Here.
She throws napkins and leaves.
Oh, that,
bye.
Thank
I'm going to go.
That.
I'll see you at work, Mon. Sorry, she's getting fired today.
Monica follows her.
Exactly.
The man watches the news.
After a Valentine's Day massacre left 3 couples dead in Boston, and 4 couples dead in Philadelphia, the Hard Eyes Killer has come to Seattle. 4 victims have now been claimed at a winery, ending one dream engagement in a nightmare.
With a reporter.
Chief Hartley, is this the work of the Hard Eyes Killer?
That's unconfirmed at this point, but given the pattern of targeting couples on Valentine's Day, we suspect it's the work of AGK.
What do you have to say to all those couples out there planning to celebrate Valentine's Day?
Stay home.
Someone mutes the news. In a conference room.
The squad pickle.
Crystal, a stylish brown-haired woman with white streaks, removes her glasses.
Why didn't a single one of you tell me that there is a maniac running around slaughtering people on Valentine's Day these last couple years? Tommy?
Not a single one of you.
This campaign is certainly ill-timed. Wouldn't you say so, Missy?
Everyone turns to Allie, who gets on her feet and looks uncomfortable. Monica stands.
You know, Crystal, how you always tell us that relevance is really important in our pitches? Well, I personally believe that Allie's campaign is very now.
Monica, thank you so much. If you could do me a huge favor, shut the fuck up.
Monica turns her head and sits.
Tommy.
Tommy plays an ad on a TV mounted to the wall. A title appears, Till Death Do Us Part. In a reenactment of Romeo and Juliet, a young man takes a young woman's hand and kisses it. Now he lies dead on a tiered platform. She slits her throat. Red cloth acts as stage blood. In a reenactment of Titanic, the young man shivers while holding the woman's hand. She lies on a door surrounded by a pool of red cloth with the young man unconscious behind her. In a Bonnie and Clyde reenactment, bullets appear to strike the young man and woman. As the woman falls to her death, words read, Crystal Cane Jewelry. Tommy reads from his tablet.
Wow, profiting off the death of couples to sell rings. Speechless. This is disgusting.
I'll say.
What did I just watch? Straight up tacky. Someone find out who made this and dox their ignorant ass. I mean, it goes on.
I'm sure it does.
Allie, I'm worried about your safety.
Gee, thanks, Tommy.
How many people has this heart-shaped asshole killed?
I think, like, a lot.
A lot.
She throws a bowl.
You built a nationwide campaign around romance ending in death.
Well, you approved it.
Because I trusted you. I'm gonna need a new campaign.
Okay, no problem. I'll...
Jay, get in here.
Jay, who's Jay?
The handsome man from the coffee shop walks in.
No way.
That's the guy whose nose you smashed in at the coffee shop.
Want to sit down.
Jay Simmons, everybody. This is Jay Simmons. Who's Jay Simmons? Well, I'll tell you, Jay Simmons is the former CCD of BNY New York. He is the youngest freelancer to win a Clio Award for his viral romantic campaigns and everything from fancy cars to luxury chocolates. And he has then earned himself a nice little moniker of Consumer Cupid. That is Jay Simmons. And I'll tell you what, when I realized how far up Schitt's Creek Alley here had paddled us, I knew I needed some reinforcements, and thank baby Jesus. Now, he's got to leave and push off tomorrow and skedaddle, so he's on the clock, Jay. Everybody, Jay!
Thank you for the lovely flattery, Crystal. I appreciate it. Listen, as I understand it, we've experienced some turbulence as of late, but it's all about how you land the plane that matters, so we will get through this together.
He regards Allie and smiles. An unmarked police car drives down a road alongside the vineyard.
What the hell was that?
I got a match.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Two detectives arrive at the winery.
We're gonna get married. I can feel it.
The slim detective shows her partner the man she matched with.
That's your boyfriend?
Yeah, he will be. He's an actual firefighter who loves puppies.
She looks annoyed.
You see? That's why you're still single. You know what you need, Shaw?
Her partner looks around, then gets close.
You need a real man. One that's willing to make the first move.
They meet with Chief Hartley in the winery.
Come on, detectives. You're gonna love this.
They examine a ring.
Check it out.
Is that a wedding band?
Could it be one of the victims?
Unlikely.
Hartley grabs the ring with his gloved hand and shines his flashlight on it.
The initials engraved on the inside. JS. Doesn't match either of the deceased.
Shaw takes a close look at it.
Huh.
Later, she opens a hatch to the winemaking machine. Shining her flashlight, she finds the walls covered in blood.
What kind of an animal would do this?
Probably some incel virgin troll living in his mommy's basement.
Assuming it's a man. What about the girl who never got asked to prom? The love-scorned woman who got cheated on one too many times and just snapped.
She pulls a piece of the body off the wall, then checks her phone.
Oh, yes, he replied.
The gay fireman?
No, this guy works in tech.
Shaw's got a fetish for betas.
Don't have a fetish.
Everybody's got a fetish.
Gentlemen, this is more than just a simple murder.
She looks down. She picks up a piece of scalp by the hair.
Kink.
Outside the wine press.
That's the understatement of the fucking year.
How do you know for sure it's H&K?
Here we go, detective.
She shows a photo to Hartley and her partner.
Guess this is the last thing the wedding photographer ever saw.
It features a close-up of the masked killer.
Hard Eyes has come to our city, boys. They've got another 10 hours of Valentine's Day left to kill.
A human heart sits on the floor surrounded by flower petals and a heart-shaped trail of blood at the Crystal Cane office.
Excuse me, what in hell are you doing?
What do you mean? You just fired me in front of the whole team.
Fired you? I got 6 more months on your contract. I intend to squeeze every single last drop out of you.
Okay, great. So what am I supposed to do? Get him coffee while he lands the plane?
Now, you're gonna turn in a sizzling, sexy, seductive, blockbuster Crystal Cane campaign. And if you don't, I'll kill you.
Allie stares at Crystal, who smiles.
I'm kidding, I won't. I'll blacklist you, though. I won't kill you. I mean, maybe. But no. But would I?
She shrugs. In the bathroom, Allie and Monica read from their phones.
Whoever made this, I hope you get murdered and canceled, not in that order. Hashtag do better.
As someone who may die someday, I find this commercial to be tone deaf and borderline ableist. Wow, people are fucking dumb.
Allie checks out a photo of her ex.
The only thing deader than the couples in this ad is the brain cell of the person who created it. The level of cringe in this video is off the charts. Hashtag just stop.
Hey, Allie.
Allie narrows her gaze.
Yeah?
Howdy.
Jay, this is the women's bathroom, dude. You can't be in here.
Yeah, technically, it is a unisex bathroom, but can we talk?
She steps out of the stall.
Hi.
Hi. I am really sorry about earlier.
Oh, no, it's totally fine. Sorry to stalk and run, but I'm trying to make this yoga class that starts in, like, an hour.
You're serious? Yoga?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't we supposed to be saving the company?
Yes, and we will, just after yoga. I booked us a table at Loyer. We get inspired, talk about the campaign.
You realize that it's Valentine's Day, right?
Oh, that's right. You probably got plans, don't you?
He rests his fist on his head.
Well, great. It'll be a great place for some field research, romance, flowers.
Do you think that maybe we could just do this tomorrow?
I would love to do it tomorrow. I just have to take the first flight out in the morning for my best friend's wedding. So how about this? We'll call it 8 sharp and I'll see you there. Yeah? I'm excited.
No,
it's going to be great.
At a bar, Allie and Monica sit outside.
Oh, thank you so much. No, Mon, let me get this. You're like $100,000 in debt.
Not anymore. Arthur paid it off and I get to keep the card.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Someone likes a little sugar with their daddy.
Uh-huh. Excuse me, Allie. I do not have a sugar daddy. That term is very problematic.
Monica grabs her drink.
I have a sponsor.
And do you love your sponsor, or is he just erasing your debt?
Yes, I love him. And I love that he's erasing my debt.
So when am I going to meet this secret Hugh Hefner? Should we all get dinner soon? What do you say? Like 4:30? Soup?
Ha ha. Real clever, Miss Judgy Judy. Oh, you're literally stalking your ex online.
I'm not stalking him. The algorithm is stalking me.
It's okay. The algorithm?
Hey, is Arthur Hard Eyes? Is that why I haven't met him yet?
That's not fucking funny.
Monica wears a tense look.
Of course Arthur's not a Hard Eyes. That guy has so much arthritis, he can't run. Honestly, I bet it's Crystal. Mm. You know when she does that, like, thing,
mm-hmm.
When her Botox doesn't sit right and it gets stuck.
Allie turns to a TV broadcasting the news.
Breaking news. Our Channel 7 affiliate is reporting that 2 more couples have been found murdered at a downtown spa. We go live to the scene in Seattle.
Can't watch this.
Allie checks out photos of her ex. Allie. Monica snatches her phone.
Allie, hello. Hey, ho.
Monica.
Oh my God, why are you torturing yourself? You're the one who ended things.
I know. He just moved on so fast. I mean, what even is her job? Look at her feed. It's all vacation pics. And she doesn't even have rich parents. I checked.
You need to stop hate-fucking yourself and get out there and actually find someone to actually fuck-fuck yourself, you know?
No.
Oh, what about that guy? He's so cute. The bathroom boy, you know? Your little stalker?
You mean the guy trying to take my job?
Oh, my fuck. He is so hot, I could literally throw up. My basement just flooded.
She shows Allie a shirtless picture of Jay.
He's okay.
Wait. What are you wearing on this date?
It's not a date. We're working. And what's wrong with my clothes?
You look like a before picture.
Monica, that is so mean.
Okay, this place, what's the vibe? Is it what, fancy?
Yeah, it's fancy. Why?
Come on.
Where are we going?
We're gonna go fuck up a credit card.
At a high-end store, Allie tries on a plaid coat and a red dress. Monica runs up and makes her wear a matching hat. Allie wears a disapproving look. Allie tries on a ruffled black top, a one-shoulder mini dress, then a lacy black dress.
It's gorgeous.
So much skin.
I get up.
It's so much skin.
I can go.
Monica,
short.
No.
It's not a date.
Glimpses show Allie in the different outfits. The top of the lacy dress breaks and the employee's eyes widen. Allie apologizes. Now Allie and Monica wear metallic long-sleeve mini dresses. They dance with each other. Allie tries on a single-breasted blazer, and Monica shakes her head.
No.
Allie enters the upscale restaurant wearing the blazer with a purse in her hand. She walks up to a waitress.
Hi. Reservation for Simmons?
Of course.
AJ?
Arms out, please.
pretty.
AJ uses a security wand on her.
What gives?
Hard eyes. Can't be too careful.
Allie opens her purse and AJ pulls out the metal straw.
I'm environmentally conscious.
She shifts her eyes and smiles. Later, she sits alone at a table. She checks her phone.
Sharp my ass.
She scans the restaurant. A waiter serves her a drink.
Good evening, miss. Will anyone else be joining you?
Yes. A friend. A colleague. It's a work dinner.
Well, I'll be back with the specials once your date arrives.
Oh, no, he's not my date.
She turns and spots Jay with his hands up. He smiles and shrugs as AJ scans him. Allie's gaze lingers on Jay. In slow motion, he walks over to her table.
May I tell you that you're lovely?
He smiles as he approaches.
I am so sorry that I am late. I tried to get a car. And for what it's worth, I had no idea this place was going to be this nice. But you look amazing.
Thank you.
Welcome to Loewe. May I offer you a beverage?
Please. How about a bottle of champagne, maybe two glasses?
No, I'm sorry. No offense, but we're working.
None taken.
I'll be right back.
So, where are you from?
Phoenix.
Do you have siblings?
No.
Are your parents still together?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, I'd love to grow up with somebody.
Change their depends?
You know, I don't immediately go to poop when I think about love, but yeah. I would change an adult diaper if it was in the name of love.
He smiles. She gazes at him. She startles. The waiter sets glasses on the table.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Miss?
Yeah. They don't want any. Thank you.
He pours champagne.
And for you, sir?
Thank you very much.
Enjoy.
What do you say? To love? Mm.
He raises his glass and she drinks her champagne.
Okay.
Listen, this is all very cute.
Mm-hmm.
And you're smooth.
Oh, thanks.
But I'm just trying to salvage whatever's left of my career here, so can we skip whatever this is and get to cracking this campaign?
By all means.
Okay. I have a couple ideas in here. Some probably suck, but I'm sure there's a kernel
of something.
You've
had your heart broken recently.
I'm sorry, what?
No, I just like to think I'm intuitive with these things and...
Ew. Yeah, no, I did not get my heart broken recently, and it's really none of your business.
No, you're totally right.
Definitely not. Okay. No.
It's just your campaign, doomed lovers. I mean, it hardly screams romance to me.
The most romantic stories of all time are doomed. You got husbands, wives, partners, twin flames, soulmates, whatever you want to call it, it's all going to end. It's just a matter of time before someone cheats, bails, or dies.
What about butterflies in your stomach? Lightning bolt to the heart. Cozy Sundays in bed.
What's next? Birth charts and long walks on the beach?
I like those things, but I get it. Not for everyone.
You want to know how I feel about romance?
Yeah.
It's a farce. A lie. Not to everyone, I know that. Some people get really lucky and stumble into something real and forever. But the other 99% of us are just bouncing from one failed experiment to the next, chasing the same regurgitated fairy tale bullshit that's been stuffed into our brains since we were kids. Prince Charming? Till you catch him fucking your sister.
I thought you were an only child.
It's a metaphor, right. Jesus. My point is, it's not real. And somehow I landed a job that forces me to propagate a fantasy in order to sell blood diamonds harvested from third world slave labor. So please forgive me if I'm not swept away by your magical notions of romance, Jay.
Wow. That's really...
What?
Sad.
He stares off. Allie briefly looks away.
Why are you single?
Excuse me?
No, really, Mr. Romantic.
doe-eyed, first love, Esther Perel, mama's boy, know-it-all. Why are you single? Are you really looking for love? Or are you just another fake-ass, hoe-hunting, ankle-cuff prick in a suit?
Oh, my God.
You don't know me, and you don't get to cast judgment just because I don't think like you, okay?
Staring at her, he leans back.
Yeah, I think you were right. Tonight's a bad night. Should just let you clear your head. Don't worry about the champagnes on Crystal.
He gets up and leaves. Outside, Jay puts on his coat. Allie hurries up to him.
Jay, I'm sorry, okay? You win.
Listen, I told you it was fine and I meant it. It's all good.
No, I had a really rough day and I took it out on you and that was shitty and wrong and... Jay, please, I can't lose this job.
I am not gonna take your job. Although it does seem like you don't really want this job, but this is me.
She glances behind him.
I'm gonna go back to the hotel, brainstorm some creative, see what we can salvage from the...
Oh.
She rushes up and pulls him in for a long kiss.
Allie?
She turns to her ex-boyfriend.
Colin! What are you doing here?
Well, Sienna and I are on a little dinner date, actually.
I've heard so much about you.
Really? Why?
And you are?
Oh, Jay, I'm Allie's
boyfriend.
I didn't know you had a boyfriend.
Yeah, I mean, why would you? It's not like I publicized it on social media or anything.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Jay.
Pleasure.
They shake hands.
Dinner, huh?
Yeah, it was supposed to be a double date, but...
He moves the thumb across his neck.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
Well, you know the couple that got murdered up at the winery.
What, you know them?
We worked together, played racquetball.
Racquetball.
It's tragic, really.
Still kept the reservation.
Oh, of course. In their honor.
Huh.
Wow.
Well, a lot to eat in there, and it's good.
We should go.
See you, Allie, as well.
Oh, it's a sexy dress.
Yeah. You guys have a good dinner.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy V-Day.
Don't get killed, all right?
What was...
Why would he say that?
That was weird. Oh, you're coming with me.
A view through heart-shaped eyes shows Allie and Jay getting in the back of a rideshare, which drives away. Inside, Allie keeps her gaze averted, and Jay looks uncomfortable. He glances around the car.
Thank you.
Jay regards her, then looks down and shakes his head.
Not a problem.
He gazes off, while she darts her eyes around in thought.
So is it the accent? Is that what it is? I really love that.
God, I can't stand it now. Brits are so unemotional.
Mm. Well, that would explain the dead friend's resi.
Love is a beautiful thing.
Oh, we're
not a couple.
Together.
But you just kissed, no?
Oh, see, no, that was a performance to seem maybe more desirable and perhaps less pathetic in front of her ex.
Oh. You love Spotify? I have ultimate sexiest playlist.
Yeah, we're okay. Thank you. Can we add a stop?
The driver slows to a stop.
Again, I'm really sorry about tonight. I swear I'm not a lunatic.
That's exactly what I think a lunatic would say.
Okay.
Have fun at your best friend's wedding.
Thank you.
Allie gets out of the car. Jay faces forward.
Okey-dokey.
Walking toward her apartment building, Allie searches through her purse. She furrows her brow. Inside the car, Jay observes her.
Next stop, 2640 Westlake Avenue South.
Hey, can you hold off a second? I think she locked herself out.
You know what you should do? You should go to her, tell her you love her, then never let her go.
The driver nods.
Right. Yeah, you just keep that meter running.
Jay approaches Allie.
Howdy. Everything okay?
No, I think I left my keys in a dressing room somewhere.
Oh.
Oh my God, this night could not get any worse.
You have a spare hidden?
Yeah.
Under a mat, upstairs.
It's okay, I'll just break the window.
No, what? Are you talking about breaking windows? No.
No, it's fine. My landlord loves me.
Well, if you're serious, maybe you just, you know, let me do it.
I can break a window.
No, I know you can break a window, but if you cut yourself, I'll be...
I'm not gonna cut myself.
She hands him her purse.
Knock yourself out. Just know I don't condone this. I worry for your safety. And you're punching with your thumb inside your hand, which is not a good thing.
Okay, yeah, you're gonna do it.
Yeah, why don't you hold that? Came prepared.
He wraps a handkerchief around his fist and punches the window.
Eh, not so bad. That's bad.
In Allie's apartment.
I'm so sorry. This is all my fault.
I'm sorry I'm bleeding all over your floor.
Here. Okay. Let's run in under some water.
She runs his cut hand under the bathroom faucet.
Okay, you're just gonna wash up in here for a sec.
She steps out, shuts the bathroom door, then closes the front door.
So messy. I had a house cleaner, but she won the lottery last week and fired me.
Really? How much did she win?
She cleans up.
Like $1 million.
Damn. Well, I hope you find a replacement. Soon.
He exits the bathroom, spots a childhood photo on a shelf, and picks it up.
Oh, cute. I was Pikachu for Halloween, too.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't Halloween.
Well, what was it?
It was Tuesday. Yeah, I was pretty obsessed. Wore that shit everywhere.
She stares at him, then grabs the photo.
Take that.
It was on your shelf.
No, I really wasn't expecting company.
Ever?
Why don't you just take a seat while I look for the first aid kit?
Jay looks over at a couch covered in clothes.
Huh.
Oh, found it.
Allie holds the first aid kit, but finds no sign of Jay.
Jay?
She finds him sitting on her bed.
Excuse you.
I'm sorry. I don't want to sit on your nice clothes.
She tosses the kit down near him, then removes her blazer.
Would you relax? It's just a very expensive jacket.
Let's see your hand.
Now sitting, she tries to remove glass from his hand with tweezers.
Does it hurt?
No, actually, you're really good at this. Did you go to med school or something?
I dropped out, actually. I really can't do blood.
No way.
No way.
She removes a tiny piece of glass.
Well, I think you're doing a pretty good job right now, if I do say so myself.
She drops it.
This is why we dropped out of med school and pivoted to advertising.
You're funny.
Am I?
I think so, yeah.
They smile at each other.
Do you mind my hair falling off my face? Thank you.
He slowly moves a portion of Allie's hair away from her face. She removes the piece of glass from his hand.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She puts the tweezers away, then looks across the room and spots her vibrator.
So, you mind my asking what kind of medicine you were planning on going into?
Nephrology.
That's the liver.
Kidneys.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, why that?
I had a family member that was pretty sick. Mm-hmm. Guess I don't know, thought I could fix people. Anyway, now I'm considered homophobic.
Oh, I didn't take you for a bigot.
She discreetly grabs the vibrator.
Between that and Coffee Mates, your dad jokes are top notch.
She backs toward the closet.
I'm being facetious, obviously. Your jokes are cheesy as fuck!
She throws the vibrator at the hard ice killer, then shuts the closet. They burst out with the crossbow. An arrow hits a pillow. Jay shoves the killer against the wall. The killer headbutts him. Allie grabs a lamp while the killer pins Jay against the wall with a hand on his throat. They brandish a knife. Allie knocks out the killer with the lamp. Jay and Allie hurry out of the bedroom. While Jay holds the door closed, Allie removes his belt. She wraps one end around the door handle and the other end to a nearby radiator.
Come on, come on, come on. You got it?
Yes.
Oh, good job.
Thanks.
Hey, you good?
Yeah.
The knife pierces through the door. They hurry outside toward the rideshare driver.
He's trying to kill us!
Oh, he's lovely.
An arrow hits the driver and blood splatters. Allie steps toward the killer.
Hey, people.
What are you doing?
He only kills couples, right? We're not a couple. We barely know each other, so back the fuck off!
Jay makes a call.
911, what's your emergency?
The killer shoots the phone out of Jay's hand. Allie and Jay hurry into the botanical gardens. A sign reads, "Closed for renovation." The killer walks in their direction, then stops and heads a different way. Jay and Allie run down a hall, then stop.
Wait a minute, wait a minute!
What?
Did you hear that?
She shakes her head.
I don't hear anything.
The killer grabs her. Jay hits the killer with a delineator post. He blocks the knife at the post. The killer kicks Jay, whose head slams on the floor. He wears a pained look. The killer looms over him. Jay meekly holds up his hand, then loses consciousness. The killer turns their head as Allie runs off. Outside, she glances behind her. The killer follows with the knife in their hand. Clouds pass over a full moon. A wide view shows a carousel. The killer steps toward it. Their knife shimmers in the dark. They put their knife away and walk out of view. On the carousel, Allie hides behind a bench seat. She turns her head toward the direction of the sound. She peers around the bench and finds the killer riding on a swing set. She retreats behind the bench, then looks out and finds the killer missing. As she moves her head back, the carousel lights turn on. She climbs to her feet and looks around fearfully. The carousel starts moving. The ride jerks and Allie falls forward. The killer pushes a lever and the carousel moves faster. The view from the ride shows the killer walking toward her. Allie grabs onto a horse and gets on her feet. She looks around. The killer approaches from behind. They slice the head off the horse with a machete, then swing it at Allie, who ducks and evades the weapon. She sits on the bench and the killer's machete strikes the space between her legs. They share a look. The killer swings the machete and Allie gets up. She kicks the killer off the carousel and the machete sticks into the ground. Allie leaps off the moving ride. The killer gets up, grabs their machete and steps toward her. Allie hurries to her feet and stumbles forward. She falls over. As the killer goes to strike, they spot a cop car parking nearby. Allie finds the killer missing. The police hurry over to her.
He was right here.
I'll go check it out.
An officer runs off.
Oh my God, Jay.
Allie stands.
Jay, is he okay?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Jay Simmons, we were with each other all night and we got attacked and we got separated back there. I didn't leave him.
All units, stand down. We have hard eyes. Yes. I repeat.
Got that motherfucker.
Seattle PD, baby, fuck yeah!
A moving view closes in on Allie, who looks confused. She turns around. Later, a person in a hard eyes killer mask stands amongst bystanders.
Hey! Hey, you need to back up.
A cop walks away from them.
Fucking weirdos. Detectives.
Allie sits in the back of an ambulance.
Here she is. Detective Zeke Hobbs. This is my partner, Detective Janine Shaw.
She glances between them.
Hobbs and Shaw? Like the movie?
Hobbs and Shaw turn to each other.
I haven't seen it. We're here to ID a murderer.
Oh my God, Jay? Jay, are you okay?
Jay sits in the back of a cop car, shaking his head.
Jay!
Nope.
Jay, are you okay?
No, Allie, I'm not okay. Thank you for asking. You ditched me.
What? I did not ditch you.
Oh, yes, you did. You absolutely ditched me. We were a team.
I was being chased by a fucking serial killer.
I know.
I also was being chased by a serial killer. What the fuck does that mean?
Jay, you're tall and ripped and perfectly capable of defending yourself.
Allie, I really appreciate the compliments, especially coming from you. But right now is not the time, okay? These muscles were not made for violence. They're for cuddling.
Okay. Hey, guys, this was not him. We were together all night. Hard Eyes was after both of us.
Ma'am, we found this man in the park wearing this. And in possession of this.
Hobbs holds up a mask and the crossbow.
That's not possible. Jay didn't do this.
Maybe. Maybe Jay wasn't acting alone.
What?
What?
We're gonna have to take your tall, ripped friend in for questioning.
Hobbs gets in the unmarked cop car.
Oh! Oh, oh. Hey, good going. Really great.
He drives off with Jay. Allie watches them go.
Fuck.
In an interrogation room.
What is this?
That's a ring. Read it.
Read what?
Let me help you out. It says JS.
Jay glances at Hobbs.
As in Jay Simmons.
You are really good. You're really good at detective work. That was really impressive.
Hobbs looks over at Shaw. She shakes her head. He turns back to Jay.
That's sarcasm.
A, I am not married. B, why would I leave a wedding band at the scene of the crime? And C, who gets their own initials engraved in their own fucking wedding band? Also, D, yes, that was sarcasm.
He lunges at Jay. Shaw stops him.
Take five, go. Cool down. Come on. Come on.
Shaw pushes him out. Hobbs stares through the window. Jay slams down the chain attached to his handcuff.
I'm sorry, he can get a little hot under the collar.
Yeah, no kidding.
Do you need anything? Water, coffee?
I am fine. Thank you very much.
Okay. Just you and me.
She drapes her jacket over a chair and sits across from Jay.
I want you to look me in the eyes and tell me the truth.
Jay leans forward and puts his arms on the table.
All right.
How long have you known Allie?
14 hours.
She faintly smiles.
You seem to care about her.
Yeah, maybe I do.
She nods.
But that ring, that's... It's not yours, correct?
No. Again, I am not married.
You're not married.
I mean, it's not like by choice or anything. I just haven't met the right person.
You're telling me?
She glances down.
You're...
single. Shocker.
Kind of. No, do you really,
She beams and looks at him coyly.
Okay.
In the lobby.
Lady, I have been waiting here for over an hour.
First of all, it's officers. Second, I already told you they're interrogating the suspect.
And I already told you they're interrogating the wrong guy. Can you please just go back there and give me some sort of information?
Sorry, friend. The Ethernet cable was off frayed. Should be working now.
Thanks, David. It's a five-letter word for a dog ending in H.
Bitch.
Excuse me?
Female dog.
The officer starts writing.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Can you please go back there now and give me some sort of update?
The officer leaves.
Fine. Thank you.
David approaches.
Hey, do we know each other?
No, I don't think so.
Bumble.
Yeah, no, I'm not on the apps.
Oh. It's a waste of time anyway.
David starts to leave.
Just shooting my shot here. Could I take you out to coffee sometime? I'll pay for it.
I almost got murdered tonight.
I am so sorry.
Yeah.
Stay safe. Have a good night.
Thank you. Where the hell is everybody?
Celebrating.
She meets David's gaze.
They caught Hard Eyes.
He leaves. Allie gazes off with a stunned look. She notices the overhead lights flickering. In the interrogation room, Jay sits across from Shaw.
So what else do you want to tell me?
He shrugs.
Not a serial killer. So there's that.
Were you in Boston in February of 23 and Philadelphia in February of 24? Let me rephrase. You were in Boston and Philly. Same dates and locations as HEK's two prior killing sprees. Jay, I gotta admit, that doesn't look very good.
I don't know what you want me to say. I'm a freelancer, so yeah, I travel for, like, work.
She gets up.
Do you ever get lonely on the road?
I like to think that I can keep myself busy.
Yeah? How? How do you blow off steam when you're alone with your thoughts, Jay?
He eyes her cleavage, then looks up at her.
Do you go to a vineyard? Maybe a spa?
In the lobby, Allie stands in front of the empty reception desk and looks around. She spots video feed of Jay's interrogation room on a monitor.
Holy hope.
She turns and spots a supply closet door slightly ajar.
Hello?
The officer from the lobby peeks into the interrogation room.
Detective, we got an HWW out front. What do you want me to do with her?
HWW?
Hysterical white woman.
I'll handle her.
Shaw smiles at Jay.
You sit tight. We're not done yet.
I'll be here.
In the lobby, Allie stares at the supply closet door and inches toward it. Focused on the door, she looks uneasy. She steps out of view, then returns gripping a flagpole with a spear finial. She points the tip of the flagpole toward the dark closet. She inches toward it. She approaches the door with caution. Our view closes in on the small opening in the door.
What the hell are you doing?
God bless the USA.
Told you.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
The officer takes the flag.
Are you letting him go?
Not yet.
Why the hell not? He's innocent.
Mm-hmm. Well, then tell me something. Why is the Hard Eyes killer after him? You're not a couple.
I don't know. I assume he saw us and thought we were together.
Why?
She studies Allie.
We kissed.
Allie briefly closes her eyes.
We had to kiss. We had to kiss because my ex, he was there and I was jealous. It's really stupid, I know.
Okay, I get it.
Shaw nods.
I do.
She walks to the vending machine. Allie looks puzzled.
So you're not interested in him romantically? Why is that relevant? Just girl talk. I mean, he's cute. He has a really good job. Perfect candidate for a little girl like yourself.
Allie raises her brow.
A little girl like myself?
Shaw gazes at her. The lights go out.
Oh, relax. Probably just the breaker. That's what people say before they get stabbed to death.
Shaw shines a light on Allie.
How would you know?
She points the flashlight at the officer.
Watch her.
Shaw leaves.
No. She said to watch me.
I'm just getting the flashlight. Little space? Any closer, you'd be inside me.
I'm sorry. I'm just scared.
The officer goes to the closet.
No. Careful. He hides in closets.
The officer shines a flashlight and exits the closet.
No killers in here.
The killer stabs the officer with the flagpole, hoists her overhead, and throws her to the side. Allie scrambles for the flashlight. The killer smashes it. Amid darkness, the red hearts in the mask glow. From the killer's perspective, they look away from the officer's body to the front desk. The killer scans the room and regards the double doors. The killer spots Allie moving along the floor, then notices her crawling around the desk. As they turn, Allie charges at them with a large trash can. Killer falls over a pair of seats and Allie rushes out. Following her, they pull out the machete. Allie runs down a dimly lit hallway. Shaw runs into her.
Hey, what's happening here?
The killer enters the hallway.
Go, get back!
Allie runs out while Shaw looks up at the killer. Shaw aims her gun at them. In the interrogation, Hobbs and Jay look up.
Hey, where are you going? Uncuff me!
Don't worry, lover boy. I'll protect you.
Hobbs makes a kissy face and leaves.
No.
Lights flicker in the dim hallway. Hobbs readies his weapon and positions himself behind a wall.
Shaw!
He peeks down the hallway, then inches toward a door, glancing around. Lights continue flickering.
Shaw!
He looks up with widened eyes at the killer, who strikes him in the crotch. Hobbs glances at the blade between his legs, then looks up with his mouth agape. The killer pulls the blade back and swings it at Hobbs. Blood splatters on his portrait. In the hallway, Allie tries to open the door. She turns and enters a dark room across the way. She steps forward hesitantly while lights flicker above. She looks through a two-way mirror at Jay.
Jay, can you hear me?
Yes. Allie, you gotta find the keys.
Hobbs has the keys. Okay, you have to find Hobbs because he locked me in here like a fucking asshole. Allie?
He stares off with a worried look.
Allie.
Oh, she ditched me. That's okay.
Allie.
The killer enters. They shut the door behind them, then tap the machete against the table. Jay watches as they slide the weapon across the table. Still handcuffed to the table, Jay steps back.
Hey, come on.
The killer repeatedly swings the machete at Jay, who evades them. Jay looks up and turns as Allie shoots the two-way mirror from the observation room. It shatters. She continues firing. She misses the killer each time, and they leave.
Jay!
Allie climbs into the interrogation room and falls over. She gets on her feet.
Hi.
She unlocks his handcuffs.
You okay?
She looks up at him.
You're a terrible shot, by the way.
Don't fucking push it, Romeo.
Okay.
They exit the police station. Allie rushes into the street in front of a truck. Jay runs and tackles her out of its path. He lies on top of her.
You saved my life.
You saved mine. I owed you one.
They lean in for a kiss. The killer strides toward them, wielding the knife.
We're not together!
Kill somebody else!
Get up!
The killer continues forward. They run up to a drive-in theater.
Oh, fuck. Do you know what we just did?
Yeah, we led a couple's killing maniac to a...
To an all-you-can-kill buffet.
He leads her through rows of parked cars. His Girl Friday, a 1940s black and white movie, plays on the big screen. Allie peeks in a car window. Near a concession stand, the killer steps out and turns to a couple looking at photos.
Are you kidding?
The killer looks at them.
Oh, shit.
The killer scans the area and observes various couples interacting. They turn their head.
Yo, that costume is dope.
The killer steps forward.
I don't like that.
That's not him, right? What the
fuck? The killer walks toward the parked cars. A young man leans on a car and smiles at the killer.
So,
the killer stabs him. Holding hands, Jay and Allie weave past cars and walk past people. The killer steps forward. Wearing a curious expression, a clean-shaven man watches the killer with Jay and Allie.
Right. Go, 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 go. Turn.
They hurry to a van.
In here.
They climb in the front and crouch down in the seats. They look confused, then turn to the back. A long-haired man sticks his head up.
Put a fucking shirt on! There's a killer after us!
Oh, what is it?
A woman pops up.
The Hard-Eyes killer! He's out there right now. We need to be quiet.
Oh, dude, that's so hot.
We love role play.
Oh my God, he's coming.
We're so dead.
Jay and Allie slump back down.
Oh, we can't stay here.
Allie spots the killer standing in front of the van while the film plays in the background. The killer pauses, then trudges away. Allie sighs, and Jay stares off thoughtfully.
Maybe we lay low for a little bit.
Allie watches the movie.
I actually kind of like this movie.
Yeah, you like that?
Really?
Yeah, are you surprised?
A little bit, yeah.
She stares off in thought.
I did ditch you.
Oh, no.
No, ditch me.
It's what I'm best at.
Ditching people?
Running.
Hey, I was holding my own. You didn't see me, he was shaking in his little leather boots.
She sighs.
Jay, I wasn't entirely honest at dinner. My parents had this, like, storybook romance. They were literally perfect together. And then my dad died. And I don't think my mom ever fully recovered.
He gives her a sympathetic look.
I'm sorry. You know, when I was a kid, my parents just hated each other. I mean, they fought all the time. I think that is why I'm just this hapless romantic. Just putting every girl I fall for on a pedestal, only to have my heart broken over and over and over.
Keep going.
All because they just can't breathe in my suffocating attempt to prove mom and dad wrong.
They share a warm look.
No, I think tonight should have been like the worst night of my life. But it isn't.
Ditto.
They smile.
Baby, you're so wet.
Jay turns away awkwardly. Allie covers her face and laughs.
At least they're having fun.
Holy shit!
That's kind of loud. Yeah, it was too loud.
They turn to the couple in the back. The killer opens the door, pushes the long-haired man onto his back, and thrusts the tire iron through the man's open mouth. His blood splatters on the woman's chest. The killer slams her mouth through the other end of the tire iron, leaving a gaping hole in the back of her head. She collapses outside. A woman drops her popcorn. A man steps out of his car.
Oh, shit! Someone call 911!
The killer slashes a man's throat. Another man tries to run away. The killer throws a knife at him and he falls. The killer strides over and strikes him with the machete. Groups of people run away. The killer slowly walks between cars. A man gets into his car, starts it, and reverses, hitting a pedestrian. The killer encounters a woman and slices her with the machete. Two women in a car cry and shake, looking terrified. The killer touches the driver's side window with a knife. The couple holds hands while the killer stands in front of their car. The killer brushes the bloody knife against their windshield. Allie pauses and Jay goes to her.
What are you doing? Hey, Allie, what are you doing?
Wait.
Wait for what? He's gonna kill us.
And if he doesn't kill us, he's gonna keep killing people. We brought him here. We ended here. Come on. I thought we were a team.
She holds out her hand. He meets her gaze and looks down at the hand. He sighs and takes it. In slow motion, they face the drive-in. They amble toward the cars.
I want you to know.
Jay looks down at their hands and their eyes meet while others run past them. The killer scrapes the knife against the windshield, threatening the two women in their car. The killer looks over and spots Jay holding up two middle fingers. The killer follows after them.
We need a weapon.
I have this.
She gets her straw.
That is not a weapon.
He eyes the tire iron stuck in the long-haired man's mouth.
That could work.
The killer steadily marches forward. Allie and Jay stand in front of the long-haired man's corpse.
I don't think I can do that.
Yay. Yes, you can. Come on.
The man's lifeless face stares up, wide-eyed. They grab the arm of the tire iron. Together, they pull the tool out. They retrieve the tire iron. The killer swings their machete and Allie gets them back. They rush toward the screen and spot the killer's silhouette. Using the tire iron, Jay repeatedly blocks the killer's blade. The killer punches him across the face, then delivers an uppercut. Jay falls back with a bloody nose. The killer kneels over him, raising the machete. Allie strikes the killer in the head with an insulated beverage dispenser. The killer slumps forward and drops the weapon. Jay stares up at the killer with a furrowed brow as blood drips down from the heart-shaped eyes of the killer's mask. The killer turns and grabs Allie's throat. Jay grabs the machete and slams it through the killer's back. Blood sprays on Allie's face. Jay holds the blade in place, and the killer falls on their side. Allie grimaces.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
What?
You got it in my mouth.
I just saved your life.
Oh my God, I think I'm gonna be sick.
No. Hey. Oh no, I'm not.
She vomits onto the killer's body.
I told you I was not good with blood.
Yeah, no kidding.
They peer down at the killer's motionless body. Allie crouches over the body and peels off the killer's mask, revealing a round-faced man. They study him.
And who the fuck is that?
I have no idea.
Paramedics wheel a body bag on a gurney. Allie and Jay sit in the back of an ambulance with blankets over their shoulders. A paramedic talks to them.
You two? You're gonna be famous? The couple. Stuffed hard eyes.
She gazes at them wistfully.
That's very cute.
Thank you.
I'm gonna leave you alone now.
She eyes them and leaves. Jay turns to Allie.
Show in the dark here. I'll come back to my hotel and try and crack this campaign before my flight. Just actually eat some dinner. Order a whole bunch of room service.
She looks up at him, then averts her gaze.
Jay, can't.
She stares off sadly as he studies her face.
Hey, you two.
Wearing an arm sling, Shaw exits her car and approaches them.
Just want to make sure you both got home safe.
Either of you need a lift?
Actually, I don't suppose you have a phone just so I can call a cab.
No, don't be silly. I'll give you a ride home.
Least I can do. Your chariot awaits.
Shaw walks to her car.
Okay.
Allie stands and approaches Jay. He shrugs.
Work call later?
She nods.
Sounds like a plan.
Hey, does anyone have a pen?
We got you, dude.
Okay.
The paramedic hands him a pen.
Can I see that?
He takes Allie's hand. As he writes on it, she looks at him longingly.
That's me.
Shaw looks at him.
Your chariot awaits.
He smiles at Allie sweetly and puts his blanket around her.
She's not my type.
He backs away with a smile. He enters the car, and Allie watches them go.
Hey, I got another call, so I'm just gonna have to take that and that too.
The paramedic takes the blankets from Allie and drives away. She stands alone in the parking lot as people disperse.
That time, I've been waiting on my own.
Hey, do you need a ride?
Too long.
In her apartment, Allie walks down the hall with wet hair and wearing a towel. She hangs her bloody shirt from the knife hole in her bedroom door. She watches His Girl Friday on her TV. In the film, a man in a fedora grabs a woman's shoulders and kisses her. Allie watches the movie on her couch. She stares off wistfully. Flashes show Jay smiling at her in various locations. She answers a call from Monica.
Hey.
Do you have something you want to tell me?
Oh, you're never gonna believe what happened.
Hello? Hard Eyes? Are you kidding me?
But wait, are you okay? Tell me the truth. Do you need to come over? You can sleep in Arthur's panic room.
Allie looks troubled.
No, I hate this feeling.
What feeling?
Liking someone? God, I fucked up.
I fucked up, Mon. I met a really, really great guy, and now he's gone.
Monica sighs and looks to the side.
Where is he?
At the airport.
Oh.
Okay, great. He's at the airport. Go get him.
Mon, Hey, Allie, listen to me. You deserve to be happy.
You deserve to have someone love you for the beautiful, neurotic mess that you are.
I mean, you could be so clueless sometimes. It's
one of the 10 things I hate about you, honestly. You can't let Jay go off to his best friend's wedding and hook up with a bunch of bridesmaids and move to Notting Hill. No.
This is love, Mama.
Some kind of wonderful, crazy, stupid love.
Actually.
Allie smiles.
Go get him. Go get that beautiful melanin man.
Okay.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, my God.
Allie, go. You
okay.
Go. Get him right
I'm
now.
Going.
I'll help you. You're beautiful.
A taxi pulls up to the airport.
Thank you.
Allie exits the taxi. She looks around and heads down the sidewalk.
Jay?
She runs and bumps into a man, who falls over.
Jay! Sorry!
She runs up to a dark-haired man from behind and grabs his shoulders.
Jay!
She hugs him. She pulls away from the stranger.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I thought you were somebody else.
He looks puzzled and walks away.
Sorry!
Allie gets a call from an unknown number. She answers it.
Hello?
Roses are red, violets are black. Guess who's with me and not coming back?
Who is this?
We've met before. Forget me not. St. Valentine's Chapel. Come alone or he dies.
Okay.
Call for help. He dies.
Okay, just please don't hurt him.
That's up to you, sweetheart.
She looks up with a worried expression and leaves. A taxi pulls up to the St. Valentine's Chapel. Flashes of lightning briefly illuminate the building. Allie gets out and looks up at the chapel amid rainfall. The taxi drives away. With her gaze fixed on the building, Allie removes her scarf. In an overhead view, she enters the candlelit chapel. Leaves blow in from outside. Allie cautiously steps forward. A bound and gagged Jay stands at the altar surrounded by dozens of candles.
They say love is blind, and lovers cannot see.
The killer emerges from behind Jay.
The pretty follies that they themselves commit. But love isn't blind.
They remove their mask, revealing David, the man from the police station.
Is it?
Wait, you're...
It's me.
He points to himself with a gun.
David.
She shakes her head.
The IT guy.
Hey, who the fuck did we kill then?
Eli. Poor, stupid Eli.
You guys were a couple?
Couple? No. Thruple.
Allie turns her head toward the direction of the sound.
Love looks with eyes wide open, seeking what the heart desires the most.
Shaw steps forward.
Partner. It's true companion.
Allie stares in shock as Shaw walks over to Jay and David.
I found mine 10 years ago in a chat room.
She forces Jay to his knees.
David saw me, he understood me, and I understood him.
She grabs his face and licks his cheek. They make out. David kisses her neck.
We got married here.
No, I didn't really take you for the religious type.
No. I just like the story.
Using the knife, she points to a statue.
Saint Valentine.
Shaw gestures with the knife.
Must be at it.
She and David turn to each other.
You murdered innocent people. Share what you love.
In a hallway, the killer smears blood on Shaw's face.
We love hunting. Killing.
Deceit. Taking turns on our victims. Murdering couples.
As the killer, David smears blood on the mask.
Is our kink? Everybody's got a fetish.
In the chapel, they kiss passionately.
Well, too bad we wasted your boyfriend at the drive-in.
Oh, God. He wasn't our boyfriend.
No, Eli was just a stupid fanboy.
He was obsessed with us.
He was obsessed with me.
Learned a lot from me.
It just got messy.
Flashbacks play.
I almost got you at home.
The knife pierces Allie's bedroom door.
I killed your driver.
No, you got the wrong people!
What are you doing?
And I had a blast wasting those vile dickheads at the winery.
Glimpses show Patrick and Adeline's deaths.
That reminds me.
Shaw puts on the engraved ring.
Found this.
God. You're the fucking best. Isn't she the fucking best?
Yeah, I know. And as luck would have it, your initials match.
J. Shaw.
Janine Shaw, bitch.
Why us? We're not even a couple. Just let him go. Let him go.
Truth be told, we were going to kill the other couple at the restaurant.
A glimpse shows Colin and Sienna.
Then We saw that kiss.
Oh, that kiss. God.
Your chemistry is undeniable.
In a flashback, Allie and Jay share a long kiss outside the restaurant. A view through a heart-shaped eye closes in on them. The darkness surrounding the heart turns red. In the chapel, Allie shakes her head.
Well, I didn't know that murder was a love language.
Try it. Maybe you'll like it.
Allie turns to a gun on the floor surrounded by flower petals which form a heart.
Pick it up. Pick it up. There's a single bullet in that chamber with one single choice, him or you.
Allie steps toward the gun, crouches down, and picks it up.
We may have mistaken you for lovers at the beginning of the night, but can you prove us right?
Could you save his life with yours, thus proving that love really does conquer all? If you don't love him, kill him.
And you're free to go.
Allie stares at them and grows emotional.
Wow. You know, your dedication is impressive. It's twisted as fuck.
Shaw and David stare at her with menacing expressions.
Jay.
Jay regards Allie with a pleading look.
I've spent so long running from love. Convinced it would destroy me.
She shakes her head.
I don't want to be that person anymore. I want the storybook thing.
Jay stares at her.
It was just one single night. But I fell hard for you, Jay.
Tears well in Jay's eyes. Allie holds the gun up to her head.
No, don't do that. No.
Shaw leans on Jay's head.
No.
Forgive me.
Allie
shoots Jay through the shoulder and the bullet hits Shaw. She puts a hand over the wound in her stomach. She looks up at Allie with surprise. Shaw falls over, knocking over a table covered in candles.
Let me know.
Oh, you shot me.
I'm sorry, I overcorrected.
It's a lucky fucking shot.
Allie and Jay run toward the exit. David shoots in their direction. They lie on the floor behind a pew.
Allie, did you mean what you said?
Shaw approaches them with a machete.
Come on!
Okay.
Chop that pretty boy up. I'm gonna have fun with this one.
No.
Oh, yes, mommy.
David grabs Jay.
Don't you fucking touch him!
Allie tries to hold on to Jay, while David drags him across the floor. Shaw pulls Allie up to her knees.
Shouldn't have shot me, bitch.
She keeps a hand on Allie's head. Allie elbows Shaw in the stomach. The detective slaps her. Standing over Jay, David pulls out the machete, then crouches down.
Hey, come on. Look at her go.
Allie gets up. Shaw kicks her down.
Oh, you don't want to miss this.
Jay grabs one of David's arrows.
Isn't she perfect?
You talk too much.
He extends the shaft into David's temple, piercing his eye and nose. As he stands, Shaw looks over and observes. He steps back, knocks over candles, and melted wax burns his face and arm.
I'm gonna fucking kill you both!
Allie slams into Shaw. The detective swings her knife, then kicks Allie back. She cuts into Allie's arm and thigh. Allie evades the blade, then Shaw hits her in the face, repeatedly. Allie falls over.
You watching, Jay? I want you to see her die.
She kneels over Allie, who stabs her in the neck with her metal straw.
Love hurts, bitch.
Shaw leans back in pain. She tries to stand and stumbles. Allie grips the back of a pew and rises to her feet. She looks over at Jay, who remains on the floor. He nods. With blood around her mouth and nose, Allie turns to Shaw. she charges at Shaw and shoves her into the sword of the statue. Blood splatters on Allie's face. Shaw coughs up blood. The detective looks around with wide eyes as the blade sticks out from her throat. Unable to get her footing, the soles of her boots scrape against the floor. A close view shows the sword sticking out of her throat. With a horrified expression, blood spurts from her gaping wound. Allie watches with an unblinking stare. The sword gradually tears Shaw's head from her body. Her body falls to the floor with blood squirting from the neck. A wider view shows the head resting atop the sword. It falls over and lands in front of the body. Allie looks up at St. Valentine's head, held by a sword-wielding soldier.
Your day fucking sucks.
The statue features two hearts painted over Valentine's eyes.
Jay.
Allie sits by Jay.
Jay.
Hi, here.
She holds his head and he smiles.
I think you got over your fear of blood.
A grotesque David crawls over to them. Jay shoots him in the head with the crossbow. Jay lowers the weapon and looks up at Allie.
Planet saved.
Planet saved.
They smile at each other. The hard ice killer mask lies on the floor. Dozens of candles burn behind it. Fade to black. One year later, at the Crystal Cane office, people pop champagne bottles.
Now, if you told me that a year ago, I'd be drinking the highest recorded sales in Crystal Cane history, I'd say, y'all just a lying sack of hot trash. Here we are. And it's all thanks to these two marketing mavens.
Allie and Jay smile at each other. They hold hands.
Now, Allie, I am, believe it or not, mildly devastated that this is your last day. But I'm proud of you for going pursuing your dreams, going back to doctor school. All told, I really do hope that you're better with a needle than you are with a pitch deck. To success!
To success!
Wait. To love.
At the drive-in theater, Allie sits in the passenger seat of a classic 60s convertible. Jay approaches with popcorn and drinks.
Hey, baby.
Hi.
He sits beside her.
What did I miss?
Hey, do you think it's weird having a date here after everything that happened?
Nope, not to me. This is where I realized I was in love with you. So, feel symbolic.
Okay, symbolic? You think it's some...
He holds a jewelry box.
Listen, don't freak out. Don't freak out. I know stuff like this can freak you out, but... Allie, this has been the best year of my life.
He opens it, revealing a key.
So, will you move in with me?
She gazes down at the key.
Jay, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, no, I know where that's going. That's okay.
No, I don't want a key. I don't want a key.
She regards him with a heartfelt expression.
I don't want you.
She holds up a jewelry box and smiles. Jay grins.
Jay Simmons.
She opens it, revealing a ring.
Will you marry me?
He beams. He tosses his jewelry box.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, a million fucking times. Yes.
They lean forward and kiss.
need love, love.
A row of cars flashes their headlights while a movie starts playing on the large screen. In the sky, red words spell out the end in cursive. Stars turn red, forming a heart around the words. She said, love don't come. A second heart lights up beside it. Together, they resemble heart eyes. Cut to black. Credits appear, directed by Josh Rubin. Written by Philip Murphy and Christopher Landon and Michael Kennedy. Produced by Christopher Landon, Greg Gilreath, Adam Hendricks. Executive producers, Gary Barber, Chris Stone. Executive producers, Mel Turner, Philip Murphy, Michael Kennedy. Director of photography, Stephen Murphy, BSC, IS. Production designer, Rob Babin. Edited by Brett W. Bachman, ACE. Costume designer, Jandra Watson. Music by Jay Wadley. Music supervisor, Rob Lowry. Co-producer, Axel Patton. Casting by Mary Vernou, CSA. Brett Howe, CSA. Olivia Holt, Mason Gooding. Gigi Zumbado, Michaela Watkins, with Devin Sawa, and Jordana Brewster. A Screen Gems and Spyglass Media group presentation. A Divide Conquer production. At the drive-in theater, Allie and Jay kiss in the convertible. Allie answers her phone.
Hello?
Roses are red, violets are blue. Guess who just took a picture of you?
Who is this?
Relax, bitch.
Susan?
Monica, that's not funny. Where are you?
Monica sits with the camera.
Did you get it?
Of course I got it. Are you kidding me? You look super cute. I mean, I would have gotten a manicure, but I told you that, and you're fine with that. You're a natural gal. You look great. Okay, enjoy the movie, fiancés. Love you. Ali? Hello?
End credits roll. Cast, in order of appearance. Alex Walker as Patrick. Lauren O'Hara as Adeline. Latham Gaines as Nico. Alex McColl as stunt double H.E.K. Carlton Lang as security guard. Amy Workman as reporter. Joseph Wyckoff as reporter. Sahil Arora as reporter. Kali Kapai as reporter. Gary Young as specialist. Madeline McCarthy as panicked teen. Elena Wilkes as grunge girl. Kaylin Miller as grunge girl. Molly Kernow as Dana. Dylan Theracingham as Dylan. Connor Bowden as queer patron. Olivia Holt as Allie McCabe. Ben Black as Colin. Karishma Grebneff as Sienna. Isao Mora as barista. Gigi Zumbado as Monica. Mason Gooding as Jay Simmons. Charles Pirard as Anchorman. Jessica Underwood Varma as reporter Gigi Sieczkowski. James Galen as Chief Richard Hartley. Michaela Watkins as Crystal Kane. Chris Parker as Tommy. Layla Waggy as Allie's TVC female model. Elliot Lloyd Bell as Allie's TVC male model. Antonia Preble as Jane. Jordana Brewster as Detective Janine Shaw. Devin Sawa as Detective Zeke Hobbs. Kiri Rose Kendall as store clerk. Gisela Huey as maitre d'. Colm Wolfe as bistro bouncer. Wesley Dowdle as waiter. Greg Johnson as Janos. David Van Horn as Kruger. Batanai Mashingaitse as Garrus. Bronwyn Bradley as Fran. Yosan Ann as David. Daniel Watterson as Brave Guy. Ruby Pledge as Sam. Saul Maxwell as Jordan. Ella Hope Higginson as moviegoer. Josh Rubin as moviegoer. Vinnie Bennett as Eli. Jacques Drew as paramedic. Songs. Amazed, written by Marv Green, Chris Lindsay, and Amy Mayo. Performed by Lone Star. Pony, written by Stephen Garrett, Elgin Lumpkin, and Timothy Mosley. Performed by studio musicians. Happy Valentine's Day, written by Andre Benjamin, performed by Outkast. I No Longer Believe in Miracles, written by Zelma Sanders, performed by Ada Ray. I Never Dreamed, written by Jerry Goffin and Russ Titelman, performed by The Cookies. That's Why I Cry, written by Laura Martin and Margaret Ann Lewis, performed by Margaret Lewis with the Del Rey's Band. Preludietto, written by Alessandro Alessandroni, performed by Alessandro Alessandroni. Mantra, written by Claudia Annabelle Cooney, Leonard Estman, William Thomas Walsh, Serban Kazan, L. Campbell, Angelica Jelly Dorman, Jenny Kim, and Isabel Zakai Jabato Carlson, performed by Jenny. May I, written by Luchi De Jesus, Brooke Benton, and Clyde Laverne Otis, performed by Brooke Benton. Les Tames et Bon, written by Stefan Venn, performed by Isabel Pierre. Backwards, written and performed by Rachel Yamagata. Are You in Love, written by Dermot Simpson, performed by Spider Simpson. Never Too Late, featuring KT, written by Van Duren, performed by Van Duren and Good Question. Love Songs on the Radio, written by Neil Halstead, performed by Mojave 3. Please Don't Go, written by Harry Wayne Casey, performed by Casey and the Sunshine Band. This Year's Love, written and performed by David Gray. You Can't Hurry Love, written by Brian Holland, Edward Holland Jr., and Lamont Dozier, performed by The Supremes. Copyright 2025 Spyglass Media Group, LLC, and CSB Studios, Inc., all rights reserved. This is a work of fiction. The characters, incidents, and locations portrayed and the names herein are fictitious, and any similarity to or identification with the location, name, character, or history of any person, product, or entity is entirely coincidental and unintentional. This motion picture photoplay is protected pursuant to the provisions of the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication and/or distribution of this photoplay may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from Sony Pictures Entertainment, read by Michael Bove. For more information about Motion Picture Access, visit our website at access.wgbh.org. Spyglass Media Group. Sony. Released by Screen Gems, a Sony company.